Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill White. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive. Minoso throws the ball into Hatfield, who tags Boyd trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 1-0, Orioles. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Dropo reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a line drive into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Dobie. Miranda reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. Gardner goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Dobie chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aparicio. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Aparicio. Miranda scores. Williams moves all the way to home. It's 5-0, Orioles. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobie is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dobie moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Doby scores. Minoso moves to third. Moss moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Miranda hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Niemann moves to third. Triandos moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to home to get Niemann. Triandos moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Miranda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Miranda reaches second base with a double. Triandos scores. Francona moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Orioles. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 7-1, Orioles. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miranda scores. It's 8-1, Orioles. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.